Lewis kid at Northern with the right tutoring, he's strong enough. He's got the strength. He's raw, and he doesn't have a lot of technique or speed, and he's not real smart, but he's strong as a bull. Can you give that to Carol?
Maybe that's the other ones that didn't show up.
They just need to grow with them. All right. Whenever you're ready. All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the public meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners. I want to welcome everybody, and if you would please, we'll stand for the invocation by Pastor Barbara Rexroad of Deer Park Methodist Church.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have blessed us with. Now, as we come to this public meeting of the County Commissioners, we just ask that you would continue to give them wisdom that they can make wise and good decisions, that all the things that are presented and discussed in this place is done in a way that would be pleasing to you, and we ask for your direction, that nothing that we would say or do would be unpleasing to you. Be with all the needs all over this county this day. This we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. And join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to accept the agenda?
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
The agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any questions, corrections, or concerns with the minutes of either the public meeting or the executive session? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Question or motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Minutes approved as written. Kevin. All right, first up on the agenda, Garrett County Department of Planning and Land Development, GIS Division, with the road name resolution. JB, what do you got for us?
All right, I have just one road name change. It was formerly South Pass, and they wanted to change that to South Pass Trail. Similarly, we did one a while back for North Pass, it became North Pass Trail, so we already voted on that one. And it's kind of, they wanted to change the name because the tax office that listed it as trail as the road name. And I guess just to avoid confusion, to just go ahead and make that the actual road name. And it's a new area. There's only a few lots. They are aware they have to post the sign with the correct road name and all that stuff. So this is a good one.
Okay. Questions? Motion to approve the name change from South Pass to South Pass Trail.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Question or motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
JB, you've got a pretty good record. I don't think you've ever been turned down, have you?
Keep up the good work.
We'll have to work on that.
Okay, next up, purchasing department. With some bid awards, Brian, what do you got for us?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have actually a bid recommendation or rejection of bids and a bid award for your consideration this afternoon. On the agenda, it was listed as a contract award, but since that time, we have revised and made it a recommendation or rejection to reject all bids. This is for the standby generator bid. It was advertised back on March 17th, and we received a total of three bids. I provided a bid tabulation for you prior emails. Basically, the reason for us to recommend the rejection is the three generator projects was for three senior housing units, Underwood South, Yawk West, and Oakwood East. Since the county was the recipient of the CDBG disaster recovery grant funds, we were responsible for carrying out the purchase for these locations. It's simply a lack of funding. That same pot of money that CDBG disaster recovery grant funds is also funding the Kitsmiller levy project, which is the next project we're going to today. It was too tight for us to do even one of the generators under this bid, because it would leave a very small contingency for the other projects. So with that being said, I'm requesting that the commissioners reject all the bids received for those three generator projects. Unfortunately, I believe in talking with Peggy Jamison further, that Community Action will be able to apply for additional grant funds and hopefully will be successful for those other senior housing units. It would be through a separate pot of money.
Okay. Questions?
Yeah, I can't remember how much money were we talking about.
Overall, if you recall, I've awarded five previous generator projects back in the fall of last year.
No, but I mean, how much money will be left in this contingency if we?
We will have approximately about $43,000 contingency for the Kitsmiller levy project. I mean, they're recommending a 10% or a 10% contingency generally is acceptable in the industry. So we're obviously going to exceed that, but if we were to award one of the generator projects, that cut the contingency down to $7,000.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the reason and rationale for us to recommend the rejection.
And then my other question is, if the money isn't needed for the levy project, we're going to find some way to use the money, aren't we, I guess?
Yes. Cindy Stone from CDBG was adamant that we find there may be some other certification that needs to, in order for the levy to be certified, I think there are some additional tasks that we can assist the town of Kitsmiller with in order to make sure that is, the levy is officially certified with, we would be the Corps of Engineers or FEMA. So yes, to answer your question, we will spend.
She doesn't want any of the money back then, in other words.
No.
Okay. I'm good.
Any other questions? Motion to reject the bids.
Make a motion to accept the rejection, yes.
Accept the rejection.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go with that.
However.
Second.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. The bids have been rejected.
You're not used to rejecting bids.
Yeah. Yeah.
That being said, the next is contract recommendation for award for the Kitsmiller levy recertification stream dredging project. This was advertised for bids due on April 7th. We did receive a total of five bids. Again, a bid tabulation was previously provided. Thrasher Engineering was assisting the town of Kitsmiller with this project. So with their concurrence and based on our administrative review, we're recommending awarding the contract to Excavating Associates out of Ellerslie, Maryland. Total bid price of $322,164. And a contract completion of 30 calendar days. Again, the project is funded by the CDBG Disaster Recovery Grant Funds. Because of the nature of the work, there was a stream restriction that won't allow work to start until June 1st. So there's a tight window. We have to have the project done by the end of June. So there's a 30-day window for them to come in and get the work done. As long as the weather is cooperative, we feel that there won't be any issue with getting the project done. We're backed up against the deadline. So I just want to make you all aware of that.
And they're aware of that.
Oh, yes. They are very aware of that. Any questions for me?
Any questions? All right. Motion to accept the bid from Excavating Associates of Ellerslie, Maryland.
So moved.
We got a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Bid awarded.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you, Brian.
All right. Next up is the ARC project request review, and Cindy Sharon.
I'm Cindy Sharon. Community Development Block, the Appalachian Regional Commission. We've had also solicitation for that as well, CPG. But I'm very honored to have Bill Atkinson here from the Maryland Department of Planning. He's the NRC Program Manager. Tri-County Council for Western Maryland is the conduit for the Appalachian Regional Commission funding. They represent Garrett and Allegheny and Washington counties. In addition, for the opportunity to apply for Appalachian Regional Commission funding, also Tri-County Council is the conduit for the U.S. Commerce Economic Development Administration funding as well. So the deadline for that was on Friday, April 8th, and I wanted to share the projects that County Economic Development is submitted for consideration by the Board of Commissioners. The first project that we were looking at, it's named the I-68 Regional Economic Partnership North and East Studies. The I-68 corridor was originally funded with Appalachian Regional Commission fundings. It was, I believe it was Corridor E at the time, and it was developed for economic development. And we know that the one end at Monongalia County in West Virginia is growing leaps and bounds, and also at the other end in Washington County, in Hagerstown, they are growing very much. And so we're focusing on the corridor which has where economic development is following, and we would like to use project funding to hire site selection consultant to perform marketing studies for asset mapping, showcase in the region what we have to offer to industry, and also a labor shed analysis to see what workforce housing needs that we have to attract industry, and then also a list of targeted industry for which we will target to come to this area. So we're working regionally instead of just by the county, because we know that we have so many assets regionally to attract larger industry. And then also funding would be used to hire a marketing consultant for regional branding and to targeted industries, and also have a web portal for the I-68 Regional Economic Partnership. And on that, there would be data information on that, and there would be links so that they could see what we have to offer, the workforce that we have, and all the economic development behind that. So that's one of the projects. The request, I know on the handout back, do you have a handout before you? I emailed it electronically. I didn't know whether you had that, Commissioner.
Yeah, I think
you have one, Kevin.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, everybody has that. Yes.
That handout, I originally had the request at $60,000 for ARC funding. I talked to Tri-County Council. They would rather have us request of ARC $100,000, and then the Economic Development Administration the $60,000. So that's kind of flip flopped. As a recommendation from Tri-County Council. But the project cost is $200,000. The applicant match funding is $40,000, but that would come from the counties along the corridor. So split up, the most it would be is $8,000 per. Okay. So that's the first project. And the second project has to do with the Ridge Business Park water storage tank and infrastructure. We had this past year received a petition from residents and businesses saying at times they didn't have adequate water pressure and supply. Sometimes they would have a trickle of water at times. And so we are applying for $500,000 of Appalachian Regional Commission for a $1 million overall project for the construction of the water tank and infrastructure at the Kaiser's Ridge Business Park. And what we're very pleased is we have a lot to offer large industry in that this past year we were able to secure $1.5 million from the Economic Development Administration. And so we have a wastewater treatment plant that's being designed and will be constructed. So we'll have invested a lot into that, the growth. And then, so that's under area development funding of the Appalachian Regional Commission. There is another segment of funding through ARC, and it's called Local Access Road Funding, or LAR. And in that, we are requesting for phase two of the Kaiser's Ridge Business Park Local Access Road. This is a lateral road that commences at Ridge Business Drive, the existing road, and it'll run lateral or parallel to National Pike. And it'll provide additional access to lots, but the stormwater requirements of the road will also mitigate costs to develop on the lots in that they're in a tier two watershed. And so the cost to do site development work is higher. Well, when we put this road in, not only will we have access to additional lots, but we'll put the Kaiser's Ridge Business Park on a level playing ground as the non-two-tier watersheds. So those are the three projects that I wanted to present today. Thank you. And I wanted to say thank you very much. The Appalachian Regional Commission has been wonderful to us in the past with the developing the business parks and so many projects.
Mm-hmm. So Cindy, who were the partners in the I-68 coalition?
That would be the Appalachian Regional Commission.
The county. Who are the counties?
With the counties, we have Monongalia County, Preston County, Garrett County, Allegheny County, Mineral County, the city of Cumberland, and the city of Frostburg.
Okay. And then on the water storage tank, the 500,000 applicant match, was that money that we've had from the Maryland?
It is. We received.
That's not county money.
Yeah, that we received that match money from Maryland Commerce. They used to be called the Maryland Department of Economic Development, or DBED, and they had a name change to Maryland Commerce. That's where we have the match funding.
So it's not our money, it's money we got.
Yeah, that's money in hand to complete the project. And the local access road that I referenced, that's to be 100% funded by ARC LAR funding. It requires no local match. So it really helps to apply to these federal sources to stretch the budget for the county very far.
All right, thank you very much, Cindy. We appreciate that. So the next step, so that everybody understands the process, commissioners will deliberate this in executive session under economic development, rank these, and then present our priorities.
We should thank Bill for
that. Yeah, Bill, thank you very much. Bill's been a great addition. Stepping into some big shoes, but filling them well, and been around for a long time, and we appreciate all your help and support. Certainly
And money.
And money, and most importantly, money.
Very good project.
So thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go to public commentary before we go back to administrative session to wrap up a few things. So at this time, does anybody have any questions or comments? Hearing none, do we have a motion to move to administrative session?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we will reconvene administrative session at 4:40.
Cindy, that's a good job on those. It's good to see some of those things finally coming.